Blog Talk Radio.
You have entered the Song Therapy Suite, and tonight we will tackle another classic song along with a topic that will make you go mmm. So sit back, relax on the virtual couch, and impeccable Mo or T Million and tell Tablet therapize your mind. And now your host, moderator, and sometimes referee, Mr. Impeccable.
DJ, cut the music. I have a word that has come across the word finder. It is spelled with a D, E-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N. Some people experience, some people never experience it. Some people experience it for short periods of time. And some people might even be going through it just to be going through it, just because the load becomes too heavy for them to carry. That's right, they're dragging it. They're pushing it. They're even speaking it into their being, into their self. That's right. This is your boy, Impeccable. And we're going to be dealing with something that a lot of people may be dealing with now or have known to be dealing with, or they're not even saying that they're dealing with it, but they really are dealing with it. We're talking about depression. But this is Song Therapy, so if you're depressed, it is now time to let it go. This is the right place to get it on. This is the right place to get it off. Malicious, welcome to Song Therapy. Did I take you to a deep, dark place?
As always, you have depressed me right now. No, I'm just joking. No. I'm ready to get this show on and popping.
Tell Tally, what you know about depression, brother?
Say it again.
What you know about depression?
Oh, man. Personally, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I, you know, having two parents that dealt with social work, I've heard a lot of tales about depression, brother. A lot of tales about depression. I guess you could say also at some point in my life I've been depressed about certain things, but I guess there are levels to your depression.
Levels of depression. We're going to find out. T Million, all the way back from his water buffalo hunting expedition. How are you this week, brother? We missed you.
I'm good, man.
You know, you remember that back on the Flintstones? Did they belong to the Water Buffalo Lodge, or was that just me who just remembered something like that with them funny hats?
Supposed to be Water Buffalo Lodge, yep.
Supposed to be Masons. We took it back. This is Song Therapy.
Whoa. Don't go there.
Don't go where?
To the Masons.
What's the problem, Malicious?
And you said supposed to be and all that. Don't go there. Let's just keep it moving. You know I'm an Eastern star, so don't do that.
I'm wishing on a star. You're an Eastern star. For those who don't know what that is out there, look it up. That's why they created Google. We are dealing with a light topic, but it's becoming heavy, and we're trying to make light of it. But actually, we're trying to really bring a little therapy through song. Tonight's topic, let's get right to it. Is overeating a sign of depression? It's a lot of different signs of depression, but we want to know on Song Therapy tonight, is overeating a sign of depression? Wow. You won't believe it. You won't even believe the song we're dealing with tonight. I don't even know if anybody remembers. Some people, when I talked about it, they definitely remembered it. Others tried to fake like they were too old to remember this record, but I'm talking about All You Can Eat. Who remembers that, George? That was good. I'm talking about none other than the Fat Boys. Tonight's topic, and they weren't shy to talk about being fat. They weren't shy about talking about being overweight. They weren't shy about overeating All You Can Eat buffets. They told it all, and they did it in a fun party-like way, but were they masking any type of depression when they were making light of their weight and their overeating? Before we get started, First Lady Mo, Malicious, Why don't you shed some light with Mo's yesteryears so that we can just know something maybe about these fat boys that, you know, you might never.
Wow.
You might never know, right? I was like, you never knew. Like, all of the thoughts were just running through. You know, like when you want to text, reply to somebody's text, but you think you replied in your mind, but really you didn't reply. That's what happened just now. But anyway, Mo,
wow.
You're up next on Mo's yesteryears. You never.
That was pretty funny. Okay, this is your girl Mo with Mo's yesteryears. After making some noise, Disco 3, Brooklyn Nights, changed their name to the Fat Boys in 1984 and hit it big with an excellent debut album, which was humorous, wildly entertainment, and funky. Everything from the Fat Boys to amusing jailhouse rap proved that their rapping skills were first rated. One of the group's strongest assets was Darren Robinson, which a.k.a. he was the human beatbox, who was known for making percussion sounds with his voice. He celebrated this talent as being the human beatbox, actually using no instruments at all. This album was a true hip-hop classic, and in 2012, he reissued the package in a small pizza box replica and added 8 bonus tracks in reality. Their first A-side to Disco 3, and All You Can Eat was from Crush Groove's soundtrack. On December the 10th, 1995, Buff Love, who was known as the human beatbox, died of a heart attack in Queens, New York. He was 28 years old and reportedly weighed 450 pounds. Prince Marky D is currently a radio host at WEDR 99 Dams in Florida, and he works on the weekends, and Cool Rock Ski resides in New York. In August 2012, the Fat Boys performed their 13th annual gathering at the Jangalos in the Cave in Rock, Illinois. So, All You Can Eat was also released in 1988. So now let's listen to this. I had to do that track from.
You've been waiting all day.
I couldn't help it.
To do your beatbox. You're going to get a chance. We're going to give you a whole spotlight, Malicious. Wow.
Yeah, but now I'm going to listen to that funky beat of All You Can Eat by the Fat Boys.
The Fat Boys.
All you can eat.
man, they were having fun on that. Did you hear all them jungle sounds they were making? This is your boy Impeccable. This is Song Therapy. The State of the Union is going on. It might be depressing some people. It might not be depressing some people. You know, you might want to get the highlights, or you might not care. You might have enough bad news, or maybe it's good news. The news will be the news. But the therapy is always needed. What? We all hate to go to therapy, tell Tally, but what?
But we love to come to Song Therapy.
That boy can sing. Don't tell him that he can, everybody. Don't tell him that. Tonight, man, we break it down. All You Can Eat by the Fat Boys. And we're making light of it, but it's not anything light. But we're going to get into it. We're going to see how you feel about it, what you think about it. Tonight's topic is overeating a sign of depression. Or what signs of depression happen when you're overeating? Do you wake up with a ho-ho or a Kit Kat in your bed? Or are you rolling over on some Pringles late at night? Ice cream buckets at the side of your bed? Who knows? What is overeating? Really, I mean, who determines when a person has overeaten? Are they getting sick? I mean, what's going on? We're going to find out tonight on Song Therapy. If you've never tuned in before, we have a little bit of rules that we like to apply to this show. Not many, because it's therapy. We try not to box you into a situation. Sometimes you feel boxed in too much already, so you need some song therapy to get it out. Like our man Tell Tally, who was just, I don't know what you were doing. Was that the Tarzan version of singing? I liked it.
That was in my spirit. I just had to let it go. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand.
Wow.
You know, you got to
let
the spirit
go. Let it
go. Gotta let the spirit come on out.
You got to let it go.
Let it flow.
Let it go.
Everybody wants to sing.
Soul glow. Soul glow.
Everybody is going back to some old movie things. We did that last week. We had a boomerang moment, if you didn't tune in. It was wonderful. We had some catchphrases that everybody had always said. We said between this and Coming to America, Boomerang Coming to America had the most catchphrases. And that, my friend, is how we decided to do the Fat Boys this week. Just on a little whisper that Tell Tally mentioned last week. But let's get into the rules. First, we play the song. If you never heard it before, you heard it tonight. It's All You Can Eat by the legendary Fat Boys. Used to be the Disco 3. Which would you like better, Disco 3 or the Fat Boys, Mo?
Actually, I do like the Disco 3, but the Fat Boys were synonymous of their weed. I really didn't like that, you know what I mean? I don't like people looking at themselves like that, but, you know, it is what it is, you know? Fat boys, skinny boys.
You don't like people looking
girls,
at themselves like
girls,
that?
You they know,
happy
big
with
butt
it.
Girls,
you know,
no butt girls, big boob girls.
Hey.
I don't know.
I mean, they named themselves the Fat Boys, you know, so they were cool with it.
Well,
but you didn't like it. I don't know.
I would have rather had Disco 3 because later on in life, you know, two of them did kind of, one of them really wasn't fat. He was kind of like, you know, just a little, you know.
Wasn't your
was
cup
like,
of tea.
I mean, he wasn't fat.
Go ahead, just
like,
say it wasn't your cup of tea. Come on, just say. Because some women like big guys.
I mean, and that's fine. I'm not, you know what, it's somebody for anybody. I'm not hating. I mean, hate.
Well, don't hate, because, you know, we're going to break this song down lyric by lyric. Now, you might have not known any of these lyrics in this record except All You Can Eat, but we're going to find out if you remember any of these lyrics. They made fun of All You Can Eat.
Let me ask you a question. Tally and
yes,
Impeccable, this wasn't playing when we were back in college, was it?
Senior year in high school, 84. So that 84,
I know,
85.
I'm thinking that, but, you know, I could remember something at the Commons. I could have swore somebody was mixing this song.
Well, you're dating yourself. You went to college back in 84.
That's right. And you're talking about the Commons. And you're talking about somebody mixing.
It was confusing to me. I was trying to bring you in it. I was trying to be impeccable. You know, I was trying to take it back. But y'all, you know, y'all act like I was out. Y'all left me out there by myself. So since you want to do that.
We got you, Mo. We got you.
All right.
And
it was DJ Kevy Cav back then. Listen, it was DJ Kevy Kev back then.
You don't remember
okay.
that back then?
Now,
yeah.
If you say DJ Kevy Kev, why does everybody, Reggie Reg, Kevy Kev, everybody had double names back then? Anyway, let me get through the rules, okay? Verse by verse, lyric by lyric, we're going to break this record down. We're going to talk about some of the good things, the bad things, love, hate, romance, drama, and even depression tonight. We're going to touch on that subject, and we're going to really talk about it. We're going to say, you know, does eating in any way contribute, or overeating, are they signs of depression? You know, what are the signs? When is it getting too heavy for you? When are you contemplating hurting yourself? That's what we want to know tonight, because we're going to talk about how the music can heal, inspire, excite you, and more. That's right. We have a Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Who cares, right? Everybody says that. Just go to songtherapy.fm. We have an address. We have a destination. We have a platform that you can get your therapy on anytime you feel one of these signs of depression jumping up. But to really dive into this topic, we have our musical therapist tonight, Mr. Tell Tally, who's going to give us some of the symptoms of tonight's topic, and we can really expect to learn something. So listen, if you're taking notes, right here is the part. Tell Tally.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, we've been making light of some of the things, or not making light, but kind of overshadowing. But depression really is and has been for a while a major health problem, along with other many disorders that come along with being depressed. We joke sometimes even with one another, and we say things like, "Are you bipolar?" And bipolar can be a disorder of depression. So anytime you're depressed, meaning that your psyche or your countenance is low, that's why the word depressed, meaning you're not uplifted, then you can have your psyche, split off. And in such cases of bipolar, your psyche splits off into two personalities. And when suffering from depression, symptoms will sometimes continue until they are diagnosed. Although many people face it on a daily basis, it's usually said that around 2 out of 9 people will face a depression problem at some point in their lives. The cause of depression can be enormous, everything from physical depression, something that happened, a tragedy in your life. We all know that. And then some of the symptoms that we've said, like you said, overeating, yes, can be a symptom of depression, because what overeating does is it's comfort. So usually you have comfort foods, then, and it can be at all times of the night, day, foods that we love that aren't always good for us, whether it's fried chicken or, as Impeccable said, ice cream or Yoo-hoo, ding, ding, dongs, whatever it may be to get you your comfort, you find yourself indulging in it. So it becomes a sort of a behavior of indulging. But the interesting thing that I found out about depression and some of the symptoms that you can look for is that not only is the depression happening more in adults, but also in teens. They are diagnosing as many teens with depression as they do in adults. And the usual symptoms of depression, and you may find yourself being sad or shy. You may find yourself irritable to almost everyone and everything around you. And also, a way you can tell is having an appearance that seems to be fearful. Some other physical depression signs include, believe it or not, bedwetting, suicidal thoughts, alcoholism, drugs, stomach problems, and nightmares. So as you can see, the symptoms that you can have usually is the body letting you know that what's going on internally is starting to take a toll. So you have things like bedwetting, alcoholism, overeating, those symptoms of depression.
Wow. I was taking notes. I was writing some things down. If you have kids or you work with kids or you have teens in your life, you know, hope they're not wetting the bed. But if they are at an age beyond bedwetting, that is a sign.
Better get some rubber sheets.
That something could be wrong. This is Song Therapy. We're dealing with tonight's topic. Is overeating a sign of depression? Those were the symptoms by our boy Tell Tally. Thank you very much for just bringing some light to this thing that sometimes we try to avoid. And sometimes we try to lift the load too much. But we all know here on Song Therapy, we got somebody who is willing to carry the load if you let him. We'll tell you his name later. Starts with a J. But if you want to cheer up real quick, the Fab Boys Disco 3. They were some party, rapping, beatboxing group of unique, talented individuals. Well, why don't you play a little bit? Let's see who remembers this joint. This will get you in the mood. This will get you right back to the place, and we'll get you into the fun of All You Can Eat. Remember this joint? Mo, let's drop
my mic up, please. Make the bass come out so clear. Clear. Please.
I'm asking you, KB.
Ready?
Yeah, ready?
When fresh beats and rhymes collide, the result is a hop and a fast voice. Time to get ready for this. We give it up, no slack. You get this. The fat boys are back.
See, back in the day, you just couldn't put a couple words together. You had to be entertaining. So when the new crew, the Disco 3, showed up on the scene at the party, you had to be able to move the crowd. That's when you got the name MC T-Million back in the day. You understand what I'm saying? You couldn't just be a rapper. You couldn't just be about hip-hop. You had to move the crowd. You had to be an MC. You had to come to the party, and if they didn't know before you came to the party, when they left, you knew who the Disco 3 was, and definitely who the human beatbox was back in the day. It wasn't many who rivaled the human beatbox. You know, Mr. Dougie Fresh is the only name that comes to mind, and that's a battle for you right there. That is definitely a battle for you. But this is Song Therapy. That's the Fat Boys. That's how they used to do. Nothing but a mic, two turntables. They would scratching and cutting. Man, who was the Fat Boys, Mo? Who was the Fat Boys DJ? I wonder. Before it gets too long, before we end this show, we're going to find out who the Fat Boys DJ was. We're dealing with the topic tonight. Is overeating a sign of depression? Call in. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you've ever overeaten because you just weren't feeling good at the moment. We're going to start off. This song starts off with the chorus. Tell Tally, you're up on the chorus. Let's go. Let's get this song therapy session going.
Your man Tell Tally, and I think this has probably got to be the shortest chorus in the history of chorusdom, and I'm going to tackle it the best way I can. I think when you think of a chorus, so the chorus is usually the thing where everybody joins in, and they simply say, all you can eat. So what they're doing is they're introducing the theme to this song and starting the song off so that, you know, the person that is listening to it will realize what it is they're about to be entertained about. And as the song goes on, I'm sure my colleagues will embellish all of the things and all the verses. We'll do it together that are going on in the song. But this truly just lets you know in the beginning of the song and the chorus that they're going to tackle the issue or make light of or deal with the words, all you can eat. And that's Tell Tally's breakdown of the chorus.
No beatbox, huh? Okay, we're going to save it. We know you got a little beatbox in you. We're not going to force it out of you. You know, if you don't want to sit on the beatbox virtual couch tonight, Tell Tally.
I can't do it like Mo. Mo nice with it, so I ain't gonna try it again.
All right, well, you know, warm up, practice. You know what I mean? Put your mic on me.
I got some stretching or something.
Right, stretch, do a little, you know,
put on my yoga pants or something. Yeah. Get in touch with my oneness or something.
Wow, oh my goodness. Wow, oneness. Be one with the pad. Anyway, that was the chorus. This song was lyrically, you know, it had a little musical intro. If you didn't notice, did anybody else hear Sucker MCs in the beat, or was it just me? It's like they sampled it right from Run DMC, Sucker MCs. Just listen in closely. You might hear the drum track, the beat pattern from that. But next, we're going to call it the first verse.
That's a DJ picking that up. That's the
DJ. Uh-oh. T-Million.
Kelly Cav.
All right. I'm going to come up. You know what? I'm looking for my records. I think somebody stole my daddy's record.
I want my daddy's records.
Who remembers that from Sanford and Son? Anyway, it's me, T-Million, and Mo up on this next one. Mo has, you know, she's just put us verse by verse on different verses. We're going to see how they really broke it down. See if y'all like how to... Fat, fat, fat boys break down this. Come on, let's go. The skinny boys and the girl. Let's do it.
$3.99 for all you can eat. Well, I'ma stuff my face to a fucking beat. We're gonna walk inside. It just went up, put the food on my plate, add the coke in my cup. Give me some chicken, flakes, divine. Listen, pass me a lettuce, I'ma pass it by. So keep shoveling onto my plate.
This is your boy, Impeccable. We break it down. All you can eat. Is overeating a sign of depression? I'm on the first line. This is different from the first verse. So it says $3.99 for all you can eat. If you were listening to his run and his pattern and his tone was, I swear, Tell Tally, MC Light really learned how to rap from listening to the Fat Boys. It was like... Either the style, T-Million, you hear that? Either the style or the way that the phrasing or the tone in this verse, you got to listen back to it when we're not breaking it down. But it says $3.99 for all you can eat. That must have been the buffet price back then. I don't know if it was Denny's, Shoney's. I don't even know what buffet existed back then, $84, $3.99. That was, you know, I guess it's relative to what the buffet. What's the buffet's cost today out in Vegas, T-Million?
And they got a couple of places that's $3.99 going on. So it's still going on for $3.99 out here.
Wow. There must be some slot machines in that joint. $3.99. And then the next line says, well, I'm going to stuff my face to a funky beat. They spelled it F-U-N-K-I. These guys were ready to eat and stuff their face to a funky beat. T-Million?
We're going to walk inside and guess what's up. Took some food in my plate and some coke in my cup.
Thanks, T-Million. There you go.
Oh, we were supposed to get in the character. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We were supposed to get in the character.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, T-Million.
I'm going to rewind again. We're going to walk inside and guess what's up. Took some food in my plate and some coke in my cup. Now, what that means is typically fat cats that are walking by, walking around the buffet, and they see a lot of food on the serving table. So they're going to go inside and see what's up. What they're going to get for all this food? So they say $3.99. So they're going to put some food on their plate. Put some food on their plate and get some coke. And trust me, it ain't going to just be one plate. It's going to be about 10. Impeccable.
All right. Well, the next line, give me some chicken, Franks and fries, and you can pass me a lettuce. I'm passing it by. Give me some chicken, Franks, not hot dogs, Franks and fries. Okay, fries are still fries. Chicken is probably fried chicken, Tell Tally. And said, and you can pass me a lettuce. I'm going to pass it by.
So he wants the beef. Give me the beef. He don't want none of that rabbit food.
He said, and you can pass me a lettuce. I mean, like, you can pass me a lettuce? I mean, was it a whole head of lettuce? What were they throwing this brother at the time? He said, I'm going to pass it by. Okay. Well, maybe he's just going by the lettuce. He ready to get to the meat. T-Million?
So Pete Shevlin is hot onto my plate. Give me some sweet and a lot of cake. What he's basically saying is now he's probably had his fill. They're going to keep shoveling food up in their mouths. And then, of course, what do we all do at the end of a meal? We go get some dessert. And more than likely from the hood, what we know is the dessert is chocolate cake. Impeccable.
So it was three of them. So maybe some of them, you ever go to a buffet and some people eat their desserts early? Some people like to save the desserts for last. Some people say, why wait? So I guess this is an experience of the whole Disco 3, also known as the Fat Boys. Then the next one goes off to say, give me some hot macaroni and cheese. Hot macaroni and cheese. Coming straight off the buffet, Mo.
My turn?
Hold on. Lord have mercy. Did she just talk to us about being in the carry? We trying to be the Fat Boys. We not fat, right? But I am the buffet king, so I'm really experiencing. You ready?
Right,
I'm gonna do it again.
Go.
Ready?
Give me
some hot
food, please.
You suck.
That's what he said. He said, give me some more food, please. I can rewind it so you can hear that.
I remember.
Okay.
I remember.
So everything
remember.
He's saying, he's had his macaroni and cheese, he had his sweets, he had his chicken and franks and fries, he had his Coke in his cup. And at this point, he's like, yo, I didn't have all this. I'm ready for my seconds right now. Give me some more right now.
Mm.
See?
Y'all remember that video?
Mm-hmm.
It had toast with butter and strawberry jam. Well, it's just not bologna. It's bologna, the way they have it spelled. Bologna. Basically, it says, give me some meat, give me some toast, and give me some strawberry jam. All of those significant foods in the black community, bologna, salami, and ham, toast and some strawberry jam. Impeccable.
Wow. Now, they used to say you from the South, T-Man, if you had, like, you know, if you put jelly on your eggs or you put some butter on your toast and put some, you know, some strawberry jelly and then put the bacon and the eggs. Am I the only one who likes that, or is it anybody else out there who can go for the
no,
mix?
We eat
that. It's a lot of southern dishes, man. Put sugar on your rice and grits.
Oh,
yeah,
most definitely. Some people are salt and pepper and cheese. Some people are shrimp. Me personally, I'm a sugar and butter on my grits. I like it to be like cereal, like oatmeal. Tell, you eat grits?
Nah, I'm not really a grits eater, but when I went down south, you had no choice. You had to have some grits. So, but it's not my choice when, well, that's not true. Maryland is a southern state, but, you know, I'm not. Now,
Don't get technical.
Yeah, we ought to blow the Mason-Dixon line, so we are a southern state. But I do like rice. I mean, I like sugar and butter on my rice, you know, sweet rice, as they call it.
All right, well, I'm going to even go further with that since we're getting all hungry. I know everybody getting hungry. You know, the buffet, this is what I like about the buffet. And, all you know, the group people I hang out with, they know I'm the buffet king. And this is the reason why. When you're really hungry, the food is ready already. Because sometimes when you're real hungry, you go to those restaurants, if the service is off and it takes time for them just to take your drink order, sometimes you get that waitress who's real anal. You're really trying to give them your real main order, but she only wants to, like, she's programmed just to take your drink order first. The buffet cuts all that down. You just come to the table, check in, drop your little slip, and say, you see the lady on the way to the buffet. I must say, Vegas, T-Million, has some of the best buffets that I've seen worldwide. Anyway, next to last line, if y'all are getting lost in this buffet of food and music and all you can eat and the Fat Boys, the next line says, I love it whether the food is hot or cold. Put a burger on my plate and it'll hit the spot. I know, you know, I'm trying to get out of the rhyming thing. I don't do it too well, but, you know, I'll do it for you. See, let me get into character. I love it whether the food is cold or hot. Put a burger on my plate and it'll hit the spot.
Boom.
why did they always
I mean, let you know
I don't know. Where did that come from? Who made
know.
That up in the hood?
Like you scaring everybody. Give me my money. I'm sorry. I'm
Harachi.
Sorry. Okay.
Harachi. And the last line, teammate.
We'll eat everything. An incredible feat. $3.99 for all you can eat. Well,
all you
day,
can eat. All you can eat.
Wow.
Somebody.
The funny thing about this, they start the verse off with $3.99. They tear it apart, eat everything in sight, and then they come back and remind you of the price. It's so funny. They didn't even mention the name of the buffet in here. This is song therapy. That was us having a little bit of fun with a not-so-fun topic. Is overeating a sign of depression? I wish we could have got them on the show live to really see how they were feeling back at the moment when they wrote this song, what was going through their mind. But it was a lot of fun. When you think about it, you can't say the song without smiling. You can't even say the Fat Boys without smiling, really. Because they were, I mean, they were really a happy group. You know, like some groups back then, everybody was, you know, had their own identity and personality. They weren't trying to be hardcore. They were the Fat Boys. They was a fun, loving, overeating, all-you-can-eat, brr-stick-em group back in the day. You know who was running with the likes of the Fat Boys back then? Anybody?
Don't try it. Don't try it.
Anybody? See, song therapy. Everybody always thinks you're playing the next game. I'm not playing that game anymore. I'm not playing that game. I was just trying to see if you remembered any crew back in the 80s who, you know, what other records were coming out around that time. How about Cool James? You know that guy?
LL.
Houdini was around
love.
That time. Friends, Houdini. Who else? They had a whole bunch of them.
I don't know. Don't try to think of it all. The buffet. Somebody text me. The buffet is a winner. Always hot,
this.
Though. Always hot.
What movie for the grand prize, what movie did the Fat Boys play in?
Crush Groove.
Yeah, but I mean, what's another one? They was just starring them. Crush Groove, they had a cameo, but what movie did they star in?
An Overweight Lover.
You know.
Disorderlies. Remember they played in the movie Disorderlies where they were.
Oh, wow.
They take care of them.
Wow. They took it back with some trivia on that. That's right. This is Song Therapy. We're going through it. Connect with us on songtherapy.fm. If you miss it, you can check us out. Anytime you want.
Can I speak about depression? I mean, we haven't even talked about the topic a little bit. I just wanted to touch on the topic. I know, you know.
You know, because nobody really likes to talk about depression, but let's talk about it more.
It's important because depression and overeating is a little bit more related than what you think. You know, some people might be depressed because of a chemical imbalance, which is probably really not the norm. But if you're a depressed person and you're dealing with your emotions incorrectly, some of the stuff that you are thinking about doing is emotional, which falls into you emotionally having a food, as they say, food emotions. So if you want to avoid dealing with that, and it's a lot of times people avoid dealing with it because it's unwanted emotions and feelings that they live inside. And a lot of the depression comes from things that they're trying to avoid. So things that they make them happy, of course, what Telltale said, is most of the food because it gives you comfort and it satisfies you emotionally because you are feeling at that point you have low self-esteem, you're feeling worthiness, and you feel like everything around you is probably, you know, coming in on you. You fall, you know, like you're in a box and you can't get out. But when you're eating, it just, chemically, it just takes you to another level because it just brings that relaxation and you just like, you know, when somebody likes something, you know, you moan, you go, this is good, this is good. So it just brings that relief for them at that moment.
Do it again. You say what? This is good, this is good.
I know y'all heard this now before.
Y'all sound like a porn movie. I was like, wait a minute, tell Callie. Anyway, this is a family show. Not. Anyway, whenever you want to take your mind off depression, think about Mo making that noise. Anyway, oh, we're back.
You know what Impeccable would have reminded me of since Mo was talking about it? I don't know if you remember, and I saw this recently, Nutty Professor in the scene where, of course, he's having a problem with his weight. And who was it? It was Dave Chappelle. Rips him a new one as a comedian
yep.
on the stage. He goes out with Jada Pinkett, and he rips him so bad. And when he comes home and falls asleep, he likes eats all these M&Ms and ice cream, and you know, they call him Chunky Butt and all that. When I think of overeating, that's what comes into my mind sometimes. And as Mo said, you know, the thing that brings you pleasure is that we all have a pleasure zone in our bodies. So whether it's serotonin or whatever that brings us pleasure. So when they say people who, you know, sometimes, because not only have to be overeating, but it can be drugs. It could be sex addicts, addicted to sex because of your low self-esteem, with some people with depression. So there are many things in which symptoms which can, we'd of course discuss in overeating, but, you know, it is something to be very, very concerned. Anything over is bad.
Yeah, because they say a lot of times, like, I don't know if it plays more towards women or men, but when women are depressed, they become very clingy. You know what I mean, to whatever is around them. So, you know what I mean, they just, their whole mind state is this, I need to gravitate to something, whether it's a person that they gravitate to before they actually take care of themselves out of that depression. You know what I mean? They'd rather be depressed and deal with gravitating to someone else, but they still have the baggage there that still, you know, lingers there. And I'm just saying that because I know we did, like 3 years ago, we had a women's group that we did a study, and we mentored, like, women that were in a halfway house. And a lot of the women, they were depressed from maybe separation of a divorce or losing a child or just homeless. And a lot of those signs, like, you know, some of the women that were homeless, when they were depressed, it was more or less they just needed basically to have shelter. You know what I mean? They just needed to feel like they were going in a building. Like, they just needed to be there. And then the women that, you know, were going through divorce, their depression was more or less like clingy. They just wanted to cling to somebody. You know, they just wanted to be with somebody instead of, you know, dealing with their issues and saying, you know, I'm going through divorce, I need to work this out. But they just clung, you know, just clung to that next person. Whoever was around, they just was clingy to them. And then you had the women that lost their children, you know, and their, you know, whole synopsis of them, their whole perception is, you know, I lost my child. So in my mind, if I can connect with someone else's child, you know what I mean, it'll make me feel a whole lot better. You know, whether it's a baby or if it's a older child, it just made them feel better. So it comes in very different spaces.
Wow. This is song therapy. All you can eat. That's right. We're not talking about the Fat Boys right now. We're talking about different types of depression, how people react in different situations, how things trigger different things, how clingy, how they need to move past what they're dealing with to move forward. That's why we created song therapy, because every song is not going to be just, you know, about I'll make love to you. Sometimes you're going to talk about something that hurts a little bit. But can we get through it together? Can we get through it together? I need a group hug. I think I need to cling right now.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes. Am I? I just need to cling right now. I'm feeling clingy. Anyway.
You've
been not keeping it straight tonight, Tally. Anyway, that was the first verse. I guess everybody got a part back in there, the Disco 3, the Fat Boys, all of the Song Therapy crew. The song to be 5 minutes, they were just, you know, they really did some real jiving around with the music, musical instrumentation on this joint. But I guess because it was a party song, you know, DJs liked extended play back then. Mo, why don't you play the so-called second verse, what appears to be a human beatbox, pretty much rocked the whole joint. Come on, let's hear how he did it. Let's go, second verse.
Night, oh boy, so what you like?
Give me up.
the beat. You hear that Suck MC beat? Man. Tell Tally, Malicious Team Million Song Therapy Family. Did you hear what he was saying at the end?
Yeah,
I'm hungry. His new name is the Human Eat Box, because after all you can eat, that brother was, he sounded like he was eating the whole time doing the beatbox on that. But it breaks down like this. Yo, buff man, we ain't got all night, so homeboy, tell him what you like.
Give me a... and some... I wanna... And give me... I'm hungry.
Oh, you Negroes are crazy. That was a good job. That was a real good job, Tally. Mo is the new Songs Therapy Beatbox. None of the guys even need to jump in and mess with it, because I think in the battle, Mo-licious is going to eat it up. Basically, what they did here is they just showcased their secret weapon, Buff. They called him Buff. Said, we ain't got all night. And Buff, I don't know if it was short for buffet or whatever they were talking about, but they gave Buff the mic, tell Tally and Mo, and he went to town. The Human Eat Box, he tore it up. And afterwards, after all you can eat, he was still hungry. Y'all want to add anything to this, Mo, since you did such a great job as the human beatbox? Wow. Really? She spit all over her mic or something. She can't talk now. You all right?
What's that over there?
Listen, I didn't know this song brought this is side of Mo out. I mean, after the first verse, she's moaning telltale. After the second verse,
maybe it's all you can eat.
Talk anymore.
Yeah.
She's moaning. I mean, you know, maybe you're chubby chasing, Mo. Let us find out. Okay, chubby chasing Mo. I see what's going on. If you just tuned in, we got a couple of sponsors. We ain't mentioned none of them today. That's right. We got Wing Heaven and Teletax. Tell Tally's Junkyard, Mo-licious Sex Shop, and and Pine
what?
Impeccable.
What? Really?
Hey, you put it out there, didn't you?
What? No, put it out there.
We asked you to speak, and all you could do was...
Y'all made me moan. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
We made you moan.
That's what y'all do to me.
Okay, guys, that's a secret. If you beatbox around Mo, it's on. You good. You good to go. All right, but anyway, we having a fantastic night in Songs Therapy. I'm sorry. Has anybody checked the phone lines? We just on here. If you're on the phone listening on your cell phone, if you want to jump in, just press 1. I think we're glad to get you in. We got so carried away in a human beatboxing that... You know, maybe if you raise your hand, just press 1 if you're listening by the phone if you want to jump
in. All
right. Who's on the line?
I don't know if he's still on there, but it was T-Bone from a couple weeks ago.
T-Bone.
What's up, y'all?
Hey,
T-Bone. Welcome to Song Therapy, man. Welcome to Song Therapy.
Listen, impeccable, Mo-licious over there moaning and groaning and tell Tyler, I don't know what he's doing, but he's over there doing something. And listen, I just got a question. Y'all talking about all this depression and all this stuff, all this depression. My girlfriend is 350 pounds. She's always cooking and always eating. So she don't look depressed to me. So what do you call that?
Your girlfriend's always cooking and eating.
Well, maybe she loves that. I mean, maybe that's what she loves to
do. Is this the same girlfriend who carried you across the beach a couple weeks ago?
The same one.
Okay,
listen,
you like...
About eating and depression. Listen, she cooks and eats, and she's always laughing and smiling when she's putting that big old steak in her mouth.
Tonight, tonight's topic, people.
Maybe that could be a facade or something. Maybe she's just using the foods and the laughter to cover up what she's really feeling.
Well, everybody who's overweight in somebody else's eyes is really not overweight in their own eyes. Have you ever noticed that?
Where does the depression come in?
We just want to know.
If she's happy, is she happy?
She's happy.
Does she ever talk about her weight? Is she happy the way she is?
Look, if I say something about her weight, she's going to knock the dickens out of me.
Well, maybe she's happy the way she is. Are you happy with the way she is? That's all that matters. Look, if you're happy and she's happy, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Is she strapping on the bedickens? I mean,
when you go out to the bar and she can protect you, I'm always happy because I'm always acting the fool. I got a girlfriend like a pit bull.
Well, you know, I think you know, it's a lot of shows on. I was just thumbing through the other night and saw something called, I think, Fat and Fabulous. Was I the only one who's seen this before? It's
pretty
about
much.
A lady and her mom. And they just and she's happy. I don't know how much she weighs, but her whole family thinks she's overweight. But she's, you know, she loves her life. She loves her weight. She's not watching anything. She does whole pizzas and all that. And it's a crazy show. You just get caught up in it. Just because you want somebody to be something else. Sometimes if they're happy with where they are, sometimes you just gotta let them go, T-Million. And that's what you do.
Man.
Go ahead, what'd you say?
I don't know. It is what it is, but, yeah.
Oh, no. Let's not ponder that too long. Because, right. Right. You know, hey, so I know guys who like them thick. They don't like them any smaller than the doorway, and that's their story, and they're sticking to it. Anyway.
I saw that show, and I was turned on with all them good women. I couldn't watch it without my girl, because she knocked the bedickens out of me.
T-Bone, it's always a pleasure. We got to wrap this up. It's getting near the hour. Song therapy is so fun. It takes our mind off depression, off work, off baby mamas, off stress, off the kids, off the bills, off the Christmas that you ain't paid for, the credit cards that are piling up, and anything else that may be depressing you or keeping you down. Tell Tally, why don't you run over the symptoms so we can wrap this up and get on with our song therapy in our night. And then you can go watch the cliff notes of tonight's State of the Union.
Well, my brother, as we said before, depression is really nothing to play with. And we are making light of it a little bit through Fat Boys All We Can Eat. But we do take it very serious. And we ask that anyone that is feeling somewhat at times, you know, a little low, that maybe they would go to their doctors and they would find out, because it is underdiagnosed many times. And we said some of the symptoms that you might find is that you might find yourself irritable, or you might find yourself physically wanting to hurt yourself, and you might turn to other things, substances such as drugs or overeating, as we talked about in this song, or you might find yourself also doing things that are not good for you. So we just ask here at Song Therapy that you keep it healthy and you keep it happy, and you learn to dance when nobody's watching. Love everybody that you come in contact with and receive love at all times.
Mm. So you gave your symptoms and final words, Telltale. That's what I'm talking about. Dance like there's nobody watching. This is your boy, Impeccable. I agree. Because the load is always going to be too heavy for you to bear. And I think that when you try to bear it alone, and sometimes even you can share with a friend and they can't bear it because they have their own things piling up. I think if both of you, or if you're a real friend, point them to someone who can really handle the load. And we're going to go with, we alluded to it earlier, here on Song Therapy, we say what we believe. We say, turn it over to the Lord. Turn it over to Jesus. That's my advice, whether you know him or not. Like a good friend of ours, Tell Tally, said, if you know, try Jesus for 30 days. If you don't like him, you can turn him back in. But see, won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Won't he do it? Come on, y'all. Come on. Won't he do it? That's all I got.
That's your Tamar Braxton voice.
Won't he do it? I wasn't even talking about that, but, you know, we are going on the show next week, The Real. Check it out. Anyway, plug for The Real. That's your boy, Impeccable, talking about depression. When it gets too heavy, don't try to carry it yourself. And by all means, come to the Song Therapy Virtual Couch. and then turn it over to the Lord. T. May, in final words on tonight's topic.
You know, depression is just not the fact of eating and becoming depressed, but it's about the after effects and the things that happen, you know, the bodily effects that can happen. You know, sometimes the overeating and the excessive eating, especially if you're eating, you're going to probably eat some sort of comfort food, you know, and more than likely a lot of comfort food is a lot of fried food, a lot of sweets, a lot of things that are technically, in the eyes of the doctors or the health people, it's a little bit too much. So especially from an African-American perspective, we need to really be careful about that, because overeating can be, can lead to hypertension, it can lead to diabetes, it can lead to other health issues that you can, especially, I think if you're going to try, if there's a way, I'm not even a therapist to even say anything about this, but hopefully you can channel the depression some other kind of way and try to better it some other than comforting yourself by overeating, because it can definitely be something that's going to work with you and hurt you in the future, especially as you get older.
Malicious, thank you, T-Million. Last words on this topic. We can't tell it all. We can make light. We can bring light. We can shed some light. But anything that you'd like to share or add to tonight's topic?
I think that you should begin each day anew. Have patience with all things, but chiefly have patience with yourself. Put yourself first. Do not lose the courage in considering your own imperfections, but instantly set the remedy for them every day and begin the task as anew.
Anew, that's A-N-E-W.
Yes, it is.
Wow, where has the time gone? Why don't you close us out, Malicious, since you're in such a new mood?
That was cute. I like that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting thing, so you know what you need.
Okay, the battle's on. Dougie.
Well, tonight we would like to thank you for hanging out with the crew on the couch tonight, on the virtual couch. We want you to come back next week and join us as we take this journey by keeping the music alive, remembering the moment, and remember the memory will last forever. Join the crew next Tuesday as we continue to come into your mind, body, and soul. Until next week, good night, everybody. And this is called The Show.
Here we go. needs to be heard. Thud, I was going downtown.
Perfect.
Word. All alone, no one to be with. Stepped on the D train at 205th. I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went through like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flake.
Oh, golly, why?
So she was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Bust a move, we show improve. Hey, yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.